The acting U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Illinois was blunt after Crundwell pleaded guilty to federal wire fraud. Gary Shapiro says, as far as he knows, it was the biggest theft of public funds in Illinois history.
Today we're here to announce that Rita Crundwell, the former controller of Dixon, Illinois, in pleading guilty to the federal crime of wire fraud, has admitted committing one of the most significant abuses of public trust ever seen in Illinois.
Shapiro says he expected a plea agreement early on in the case against Crundwell. She was very cooperative with the prosecution, especially in approving the sale of her horses and other possessions. William Monroe heads the FBI's Chicago office. He says for 20 years, Crundwell was living the dream. Unfortunately, that dream was funded by the people of Dixon.
Today's change of plea agreement is putting an end to that dream, but at the same time, it's a good resolution for everyone here.
Crundwell is free on recognizance bond until her sentencing in February. Under sentencing guidelines, she could get up to 20 years in prison, although Judge Philip Reinhardt is free to sentence her to whatever he sees fit. Meanwhile, Dixon citizens await the return of some of those embezzled millions as auctions of all her property and possessions continue. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.